Good morning. I'm Lauren Mortman, president of the Equity Group, Byrna's investor relations firm. Welcome to the Byrna Technologies 2021 Analyst Day. It's an exciting time for Byrna, and the team is really looking forward to sharing their passion, perspectives, and areas of expertise with you. I want to take a moment to note that this presentation includes forward-looking statements, so please review the Safe Harbor slide. And with that, I'll turn it over to Brian Ganz, CEO of Byrna, and the man behind the mission to help people to live safe and the strategy to build the leading personal safety lifestyle brand.
Thanks, Lauren. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for coming here. I'll just leave my water over here. I appreciate everybody making it up here, and thank you to everybody who's following us through the webinar. This is the first Analyst Day for Byrna, and it's been an interesting journey. We sold the first Byrna HD a little over 2 years ago, May 31, 2019. Since then, we have sold more than 110,000 Byrnas. We've grown sales from $250,000 in 2018 to $924,000 in 2019 to $16.7 million last year. And as we are reported this morning, we're projecting between $40 and $42 million for fiscal year 2021. Which, as everyone knows, is ends the end of November. Our law enforcement sales, and by that I mean law enforcement, school safety, private security, has grown 200% year over year. Our dealer sales has grown 200% year over year. Our international sales have grown 200% year over year. On the international front, we have already sold into 50 countries. Now, to put that in perspective, 30 are sample sales, but we expect follow-on sales. 16 of these are to recurring customers who have ordered more than once, and approximately 8 are to first-time customers. But we are clearly making a foray into the international market. Through acquisitions and strategic sourcing, we have been expanding up and down the continuum of force. So as most of you folks know, the police use a continuum of force. They start with a voice command, you know, halt, put your hands up, whistle, baton, pepper spray, all the way through a lethal firearm. The concept behind Byrna was to give consumers the same opportunity by giving them something between a baseball bat and a Glock 19. With the strategic sourcing, we've now introduced a personal alarm. With the acquisition of the ballistic backpack of Ballista Packs, we have the Byrna Shield, which provides full body armor. We're looking at this for both consumers and hopefully for school safety. And with the acquisition of Mission Less Lethal, we have a number of launchers that are, as you can see on the table, focused on law enforcement and private security. These are critical for SWAT operations, for riot control. Along the way, we have built an amazing team. And I think if there's one theme today, it's going to be about the breadth and depth and passion of the team. In January of 2020, we had 10 employees. Today, we have 175 employees. So as I said, the takeaway from today, I hope, will be that Byrna has the right mission for the times, and we have the right team to execute that mission. You know, I've always said that in a startup, and Byrna is a startup, the role of the CEO really is in three phases. The first is to define the mission, the vision, the product, the strategy, and proof of concept. The second is to assemble the team that can execute that mission. And we are 90% of the way there. And the third phase, which I'm really looking forward to, is not quite as stressful, but to keep everybody on mission and to make sure if things are going off track, we pull it back on track. There are a number of maxims that I have shared with my children and with my employees over my life, things that help them navigate the real world. You know, for example, I tell everyone, if something doesn't happen when it's supposed to happen, the likelihood of it ever happening goes down by 95%. And we all know that's true. We say, you know, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. You know, all you need to be is right 55% of the time, so long as you have the humility to admit when you're not right and to change course. But perhaps my favorite is that 95% of everybody is incompetent. And it used to be my 90% rule, but as I've gotten older, it's now my 95% rule. If you are General Motors or the U.S. Postal Service, you have no way to avoid it. You're going to be hiring a lot of incompetent people. But if you are a small company like Byrna, you can hire only those 5%ers, smart, talented, passionate, hardworking. And that's what we've been focused on. After I speak, David North, our CFO, will get up. And then I've asked Sandy Driscoll, who's our chief people officer, to get up, because our hiring practices, the way we incentivize, motivate people is an important part. It's one of our superpowers. It's one of the things that make Byrna what it is today. This is not to say that Byrna is not a demanding place to work. It is a very demanding place to work. I'm somewhat of a dinosaur. No one works from home. One of the things that we want to make sure is that we have a good team working together as a team. You know, I was listening to NPR, and they said that remote working people are 85% as productive. And that's up significantly from pre-COVID, pre-Zoom, when it was 60% as productive. But over my career, my experience has been 5% makes a difference. That's the difference between good and great. It's that extra little bit. And why just voluntarily give it up? So even in places where we don't have a big office, we have an office. So our head of dealer sales works in New York City. He doesn't work from his house. He goes to an office every day because we believe in making sure that people are giving 100%. We're looking for people whose priority is not necessarily a good work lifestyle balance. We're looking for people whose priority is our mission. Our mission is to save lives, and that's not a part-time job. So when your mission is to save lives, there is no procrastinating. There's always a sense of urgency. Before I turn this podium over to David, I want to just talk about who's on the team and give a little anecdote that came to our attention, came to my attention just yesterday about our mission. So reporting to me, you can see I have on the left and right of me, two Wagers for the price of one. They are not husband and wife, actually, but Michael Wager, who joined us very recently, his job is chief strategy officer. He is working on synergistic opportunities. Right now, he's not with us because he's on the phone with a prospective opportunity, but he'll be joining us later. And Lisa Wager, who's sitting back there, who's chief legal counsel, As you can imagine, there's actually quite a lot of regulatory issues that we deal with as a company that, although these weapons are non-lethal, still regulated in many cases. David North, finance. Mike Gillespie, the most recent addition, head of operations. Luan Pham, head of marketing and sales. And Andre Baez, father of the Byrna HD, who will be wowing you later with the explanation of everything you see on this table in front of you. So our mission, simply our mission is to save lives, but it's also to give people that sense of empowerment that comes with the ability to protect oneself. I put everybody into one of two categories. You're either somebody that is willing to take your own personal self-defense into your own hands, or you are not. So I was at dinner the other night. I was sitting next to some woman who said, "Yo, I just bought pepper spray." I said, "Well, you know, you're our target customer because you've already made the decision that if you were attacked, you would protect yourself. Now we need to convince you that there is a better way to do it, a safer way to do it, a more efficient way to do it." But that's our audience. And if you know anything about the sales of pepper spray, you know that that is a very big audience. So I'm going to leave you with the story of this fellow, Damon, I think it's Damon Sewell. So Damon went to a Walmart late at night. He sees a shady looking character in the parking lot. This individual follows him into the store. When he checks out, he follows him back to his car. And as he's getting into his car, he pulls out a knife. Now, Damon pulled out his Byrna. And that was all it took. This guy backs off. He was arrested later that night after attacking and stabbing and robbing another individual at another store. So Damon wrote this, you know, very effusive testimonial about how the Byrna saved his life, and it potentially did. We get every week a number of people that either post on Byrna Nation or Byrna Owners Group or send us an email or somehow let us know how the Byrna saved their lives. And I don't know, Luan, if we're in the many dozens or if we've eclipsed 100, but we have made a significant difference in the lives of a lot of people. And we're just scratching the surface. We're just beginning. So what I'd like to do now is to turn this over to David North, and David will give you just a quick update. Oh, we've got the slides different. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Sandy, since that's the way the slides are going. And Sandy will talk a little bit about the people. And then, Sandy, you'll have the opportunity to turn it over to David North. Thank you very much.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate you being here today and taking the time to be with us. I can truly say that I love my job, and everyone that works for Byrna does too. And that passion runs throughout the company. It starts at the top with Brian. No one works harder or smarter than Brian, and it inspires others to do the same. Our employees share the same purpose, the same mission. We want to create a safer world for our lives and others. This gives us the opportunity to choose the cream of the crop, the best of the best, the top 5%. We use this shared passion to engage, recruit, and retain our talent. So currently our human resources group, we try to stay lean, mean, and you know, we're just focused on our people. We've got some help with some payroll. Our largest facility in the US is in Fort Wayne. So we do have someone on the ground there that helps us with our recruiting, our employee relations, our employee retention initiatives. et cetera. And then we also have help in South Africa. We do outsource in South Africa. We do use outsourced HR consultants in order to leverage their knowledge as we continue to grow. That's something we will most likely continue to do. You know, we won't have people on the ground everywhere, but we will outsource and be the most efficient we can be. So our people, our hiring philosophy, we attract and retain the top 5% of the employees. Our brand attracts employees that are passionate about our mission and our products. You know, this allows us to have a very selective talent pool. We look for experience, knowledge, aptitude, diversity, and the passion. You're going to continue to hear that throughout everyone's statements today. The passion of this company runs deep, and it is preparing us. You know, my job has been this past year to prepare a strong bench that built for growth, you know, so we can go ahead. We're ready to grow in a moment's notice. Some of our key functional hires in the last 12 months, we've focused on, as Brian has mentioned, our most recent, Michael Gillespie and Luan Pham for our COOs and CMROs. The rest of the team has been in place since I started. We have also added a number of roles for supply chain, our financial units in South Africa, our financial team in the US, has continued to expand project managers, quality control to ensure that what the products that we're getting are working, they're right, the pieces that we're receiving from our supply chain are what they need to be. From a sales and marketing perspective, our creative director, we've had creative directors, a commercial, digital commerce. I'm sure you've seen the mark that's made, that Luan has made since he's joined our team. And then we continue to expand our engineering team. In manufacturing, this is probably our biggest growth. A little over a year ago, we opened our Fort Wayne facility. And now we've got about 48 people in Fort Wayne devoted to manufacturing made in the USA products. We've continued to expand in South Africa as well. Due to COVID, I've spent a lot of time in Fort Wayne over the last year. We've been lucky to build a great team. They are happy to work for us. I was there 2 weeks ago. We went to a baseball game. They work hard. They appreciate their jobs. And they want to do better. They all have a passion on every piece that they build, every piece that they're putting together to make it right, to do the right thing. And that shows when you meet them and you see them working and standing there for 10 hours a day, you know, putting together their pieces. They are in this for the long haul. Our customer service, we revamped our customer service team and moved them to Fort Wayne. So now they're right there with our manufacturing. They see the problems, they know the problems. They're there if they hear a problem from a customer. Our customer service has gone up significantly. Our customer service success rate has gone up significantly since we relocated them to Fort Wayne. They now have the people right at their fingertips to ask questions, to be able to answer questions right away as soon as customers have them. And we're continuing to get increased feedback from our clients, from our customers about what a positive impact they are having when they do interact with them. We continue to expand, as Brian spoke about, our law enforcement, our training, the law enforcement, our training coordinators throughout the country. We're bringing them on board. And then finally, we're working on our compliance and IT. We've brought in some IT director to work with our IT manager to ensure that we're covering all our basics, our necessities from a compliance standpoint. You know, technology, as it continues to evolve, we are a tech company. We are susceptible, and we've got to be on our toes on a constant basis to be ready for the next moves. So how do we attract and retain the top 5%? We want to build a culture. We are building a culture and investing in our future. Our employees share the mission. We have a rewarding work environment. People work hard. They do. We all expect our Saturday afternoon emails from Brian. but we're happy to get them. And we're prepared come Sunday morning or Monday morning to answer and respond and be ready to for the next steps. And that runs throughout the organization. We focus on the quality, not the quantity. You know, we want the best. We want to keep the best. And it's fun to recruit for this. It's fun to recruit for this company because you're able to sell the mission. You're able to, it's something you can, people can see. They want a purpose. People want a purpose right now. They want a purpose to work. And we ask them to work and they want this, and they're living the purpose. There's plenty of opportunity for career growth. You know, you walk in the door, we cross train throughout the factory. So people, somebody's out sick, if somebody's got something going on, people are cross-trained, they can jump on another line, do another job. You know, granted, finance can't do project management necessarily, but you know, we're trying on a manufacturing level to ensure that people have the ability. We want to keep the good people. And then we do our fair share of benchmarking to ensure that we're setting up competitive compensation and incentive plans from the manufacturing level up through our senior executive levels. And with that, I'm going to pass it off to David North for our finance. Thank you.
Thanks, Sandy. Morning, everyone. I am David North, Byrna's Chief Financial Officer. And I'd like to just introduce you by showing you the organization and chart my team. I think that the building of this team during the past year and 10 days that I've been with the company is probably one of my most important contributions to the company, accomplishments for the company. We're a small group, but I'm very proud of this group. These are, each of these people, very hardworking, very competent and committed. And though we come from really quite diverse personal backgrounds, quite united with the shared mission. So quite proud of these people and happy to introduce them to you. Now let's talk about the latest updates to the numbers. As we announced this morning, we expect to be reporting third quarter revenues of $8.7 million. That is net of an unfavorable correcting adjustment of $280,000, which reflects our getting into very complicated details of systems interfaces and making some cleanup corrections to prior quarters as we implement improved internal controls. Before that adjustment, the sales for the quarter would have been $9 million. And I'd like to just look at the breakdown of the sales by distribution channel. Sales through our website continue to be the biggest proportion of the total number, but that proportion is slowly, as a percentage, slowly shrinking as dealer distributor sales and international sales grow increasingly, become an increasingly important part of the business. And my colleague, Luan Pham, will speak more about those developments and how that is really quite according to expectation and to plan. Law enforcement also is holding steady at the high level that it chalked up in the second quarter, which is double the level of the first quarter. And then we see our very first sales on Amazon, where we began doing business in the last 5 days of the quarter, and initial sales of our school safety program. And if you look at sales by product type, sales of our Byrna HD continue to be the primary product. Sales of accessories and ammo, if you add them together, are very steady over the last three quarters at about 25% of the total. We did make our first sales of product from our Mission Less Lethal acquisition, our first sale of a shoulder-fired launcher, which those of here in the us here in the room can see on the table in front of them. That's the Mission 4, quite successful. Again, Luan will talk more about that. The Byrna Banshee is the personal alarm that we sell, and we really consider that an accessory, but it's doing so well that I break it out here, having contributed $107,000 to total sales. We see here the first sales of our new model upgraded Byrna SD, mainly being sold now on Amazon, and the Byrna Shield, which is a backpack, which with a pull of one arm converts into a bulletproof vest. And that's the product of our recent acquisition of Ballistipax. With 3 months to go, we are able to slightly raise and tighten our projections or our guidance for full year sales to $40 to $42 million. We are maintaining our long-term profitability guidance and adding guidance on gross margin for the full year fiscal 21, which we see coming in at 53 to 56%. And with that update, I will turn it over to Luan Pham.
Good morning, everyone. So before I get into all of the things that we've done this quarter, you know, from a marketing perspective, I'd like to introduce my team. When I started 9 months ago, Brian really gave me a blank slate to hire the best, most capable people that I can find. And through, it wasn't an immediate process, but we knew that it was important for us to have very strong digital people, very strong creative people, content folks, and those that understand the social media realm. One of the first acquisitions, if you will, or hires was Lou Flores. Comes to us as a creative director, has an incredible pedigree in the advertising agency world. I joke with Lou enviously every week or every day that he's won an Emmy, 2 Con Lions, and every advertising award that one can possibly achieve. And he has been an incredible partner for me. And the work that we have been able to develop, I think, is next level for the brand. We also recently brought on Brendan Stevens, who helps lead our e-commerce initiatives and digital initiatives. This spans across Byrna.com as well as Amazon.com. And Brendan comes from a background of CPG, understands Amazon very well, as well as driving traffic to retail, which we plan to have of our own, but also driving retail to our partner brick and mortar stores. And then to tell the narrative, and as part of what Brian had mentioned and in Damon's story, we get those stories every day, but we want to make sure that when people come to our site or they find us online, they find people that they can relate to. So whether you're a dad going to the store and you're protecting your safety, or you're a mom who works late at night, wants to be safe, we want people to identify with other customers. This is a brand that requires multiple faces, and faces that consumers really will gravitate to and relate to. Brenda Yom was hired on to really help us tell that narrative. Brenda comes from a background of broadcast journalism. She uses her skills to interview these folks, really pull out the stories and get people to relate, but also do it in a very quick way. And as part of her work, Brenda is creating a blog that showcases, you know, 1 or 2 stories a week. But she also reaches out from a PR perspective to enlist media interests, because a big challenge of the marketing for Byrna is that our weapons are classified under firearms. So it's very difficult to sell within the mainstream or marketing in the mainstream environment. So just like cigarettes, it's kind of that same category. So we have to be very creative. We have to tell the brand story in a different way. In many ways, not showing the product and showing it obscurely, but tell the story. And a lot of it is theater of the mind. And from a marketer's perspective, that's the biggest challenge that I've had in my career. And it's a challenge that we willingly accept. So we're always looking for new ways of telling our story. But the best, one of the most authentic ways is having the media cover us. And so when a unicorn event like Sean Hannity happens and he talks about, you know, there's a social unrest situation, Byrna's the solution, he's the supporter, he's not a paid sponsor, he's actually a customer. That is what, you know, we identify as kismet. And so we try to achieve that everywhere we can, and not, and find it in ways where it's more database. So if there's a story of happening in one particular city, Brenda, myself, and other people in the team are contacting local authorities, news outlets to pitch our story. Like, so we go in and we hear a story, even on social, we interact with that story. Rather, like there's a story about in the Atlantic the other day about banning firearms. And so we join that conversation because being part of that conversation gets people to notice our brand. So very important, it's very strategic. To that end, as we test Brenda's effectiveness, we will be bringing a full-time PR person in-house. This person's sole role will be dedicated to getting us exposure, because for us, that authentic exposure is like advertising. And, we look at that as investing into a resource that we can manage 24/7. And then I think there are additional hires that we're looking to fill. We're very selective because right now it's a situation where it's a employee market. And so we leverage our experience across the board. Like, if you were to able to work with Lou, myself, and other members of the team, that's a great breeding ground and a platform to accelerate your career. So we, leverage our backgrounds. Like, I worked at Condé Nast. I worked at Ralph Lauren. I was part of an IPO that went public. So if you are looking for a mentor that has, one goal is to bring the brand up, but also bring you up, then that's an attractive place to be. And that's our vision. And we mean that we want to invest in our people. We look for those that understand the platform, but very importantly, have to have that passion that everybody has spoken about. So now to the fun stuff, sales and marketing. Q3 has been a very transformative quarter for us. We brought quite a bit of new game-changing product introductions. We entered new markets, as well as leveraged new sales channels. And are we a little blurry here, Joey? Okay. So I'm going to go through them one by one very quickly and let you have a better understanding of the significance of each of these curated items. Starting with the Brenda Banshee, it's the personal safety alarm, entry-level price of $30. It allows people to from a different demographic to enter the brand. The way we look at it is the Brenda Banshee is the first product within the Brenda umbrella where the brand is forward facing, meaning that the Banshee is attached to a backpack, a purse. And we think that a lot of these products and units would be discussion points. Parent buys a backpack for their children to go to school. In a case of emergency, they yank it, they create attention for themselves, they yell for help. And as a father of a 13-year-old that's starting high school, and I'm not there to protect her, that's her anti-bullying device. And then people here may talk about that, and like, what's Brenda? And hopefully we get them back to the site and really bring them down into the funnel of the brand experience and portfolio. Another aspect of the Brenda is that since the margins are so high, we're going to leverage the Brenda to really scale our business. So we'll bundle this with other items. So for instance, this Friday, we're going to have a promotion, an email blast promotion for the Brenda HD. But, if you buy during this time period, you get a free Brenda Banshee. And for the acquisition cost of that Banshee, with the value of $30, we think we can drive sales, but also get that person to buy the launcher for themselves, but also give that Banshee to their children. Since the launch of the Banshee, we've sold 2,000 plus units in the first 36 hours. And, we started with a small inventory. We didn't know where it was going to go. We had a good idea. But most importantly, we created the packaging where it looked premium. It represented what Brenda is today. And every little bit counts. I mean, aesthetics is important as much as functionality. So we want people to know that we're proud of our brand. We've taken time to think about every aspect of how we present our brand and our products. And that resulted in such an incredible sales number that we feel like that product is going to do very well. And then more importantly, it also allows us to advertise freely in the digital space. So I'm no longer going to market to present Byrna via a launcher. I'm selling this personal safety alarm. And I'll get into more of that strategy in a bit, but that is the Banshee. And we launched that on July 22nd. And I'll play a quick video of the creative, which was developed in, we had an idea. We have video producers all over the country from my background at Condé Nast. And we developed this piece of content in 12 hours. Is it playing? So this piece of creative, the gal that volunteered to do this for us was a big fan of Byrna. She has a social media following of 150,000 people. And so she thought the idea was great. And she worked with our videographer to create this piece. And so that's one thing that I like to really stress that is a key advantage for Byrna. We can produce with high quality, strategic, smart communications very quickly. You know, when Brian calls and I ask him, when do you need this? He says yesterday. And so we act to that tone and expectation. Next is the Eco-Kinetic training projectiles. The only eco-friendly training ammunition of its kind in the category. What's so brilliant about the Eco-Kinetic is that in the ammunition world and in some cases, our world as well, there's a shortage of supply due to COVID. So everybody was hoarding. And if you own a real firearm or if you own a Byrna, hoarding is not ideal because you're not practicing. And so we want people to be able to practice and train and be very efficient with their launchers. Without proper practice and just storing it in the back of the closet, they're not going to be able to react effectively when the time counts. So with the Eco-Kinetic being so cost efficient at 25 cents per round and understanding that the inert rounds are roughly on average of 80 cents in the marketplace, this is an absolute game changer. People now can go in their backyard, train for themselves because using the Byrna launcher versus and any other products, it's the same muscle movements, right? As a firearms practitioner myself, I don't want to take that hour to drive to the range, buy expensive ammo right now, 9mm, roughly $80 to $1 per round. I can take my launcher in the back, holster it up, practice those movements, shoot, and I take a hose and rinse it off. And prior to that, you had the inert where you still had to pick up the plastic casings. I've been scolded by my wife multiple times to pick up the scraps in the backyard. Now I just take the hose and it's fantastic. And, you know, as a result of that, we launched this product August 1, and there were nearly 1 million rounds ordered. That to us was mind-blowing, and it confirmed that we are the leaders in this industry. We are pushing the envelopes of innovation, and it starts at the top. And this is a product that Brian wanted to execute. He relayed that to the R&D team, and somehow it got done. And then I'm the third guy in the relay race. And so my job is to tell the story. And how we tell the story is, you know, your trigger finger, your wallet, and Mother Nature Mother Nature, thank you. Well, thank you for using this product. And we'll see the Eco-Kinetic continue to grow. We're integrating the Eco-Kinetic into our kits. So prior to that, you would have the 5 inert rounds that come along with every launcher kit. Now you'll get the Eco-Kinetic because that's just really seeding the consumer minds. Mission 4, the Mission 4 high capacity rifle. This really expands Byrna's product portfolio in the law enforcement and private security space. This is a an opportunity for when our law enforcement team goes to these shows and conventions and we speak with various folks in this space, they would marvel at our launcher and then they would go somewhere else for our for rifles. So now with the acquisition of Mission Less Lethal, they're able to have a one-stop shopping experience. And the products are fantastic. I think it was our mission to really, what we say internally, burnerize these products through Andre's engineering background. We are able to level the Mission Less Lethal rifles to our expectations at Byrna, just because we know that this is going to go into a situation where a law enforcement officer's life is going to depend on it, as well as consumers. And we want it to perform the way we envision all of our products to perform, and it's not going to fail you. And so we're proud, but we're also excited that the Mission 4 will continue to evolve to be a better product. As a result of that, we were also able to launch this product on August 13th on Byrna.com. For a product that's $899, we saw Mission 4 sales go 4x since the launch date, which is really more than Mission Less Lethal did in all of 2020. And it's all part of telling the story, having good creative, having a great product, and then also people reacting to this platform. The Byrna Nation folks really crave for a product beyond the launchers. They want everything we make. And as a result of that, we're able to identify our best customers, those that are willing to pay $899 for a less lethal rifle, where that price point, you can purchase a real one. But the reason why we rationalize, why we see this happening, is the fact that as an owner of multiple ARs for sport and training, I call those units in my home safe queens. I haven't touched them in 12 months. Too cumbersome to go out and shoot, too expensive for the ammo. With the Mission 4, I can go out in my backyard and shoot and train. Again, same muscle memory. I would like to argue the fact that you'll get more ROI from the Mission 4 than you will from your real AR. So, you know, that satisfies those on the firearm side, but on the people that are not ready for that, they have a mechanism that not is only fun to shoot, but it is an incredible, powerful home defense tool. I would come out of my bedroom if there was someone coming knocking in the night with the Mission 4, and my backup would be my launcher, because there's a 19 round capacity in the magazine. There's two magazines. And after that, if he still survives that, then I'm talking to a zombie. The Byrna Shield, the ballistic backpack, quick draw technology, patent technology. This product, I didn't realize as a market how revolutionary it was. It was really cool, but all of my friends within this space reached out and like, guys, ex-military, ex-special force, like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen, because this technology is only available in this backpack. And we were fortunate enough to find this company and were able to acquire them. But the result is it provides that front and back ballistic protection. Most of the time, if you're walking around with dual plates, you have to put it on and you have to carry it out. This has that hidden function where you can be out in the wilderness. You could have your launcher attached to the front plate. It's hidden. And then when it's time to deploy it, it takes 2 seconds to be action ready. We were so blown away by the fact that the DEA called and they ordered 5 units off the bat. So we're excited because we think that this product will be so incredibly relevant in the school safe with our school safety initiative. This is a product that not only allows teachers and instructors to, or administrators to have a Byrna ready to go, but it also comes equipped with a first aid kit, tourniquet, bleeding kit. And the fact that Brian said something to me very interestingly the other day, is like when teachers or administrators, or when there's a school and safety officer, how many times have you heard that person pull out their legal firearm and shoot within a school environment? Never, because they're always scared to miss, and the accuracy level is not very high, even for guys that train, because handguns are notoriously inaccurate. So as a result, with the Byrna, there's no hesitancy. And that's one of the key selling points that we have for this platform. You will not hesitate when you pull out the Byrna because you are ready to rock and roll, because you know that you can incapacitate and not kill. And that's a key aspect for professionals as well as consumers. And we think as we progress down this space within school safety, that the Byrna Shield will be such a great complement to the Byrna launcher platform. We sold 100 units in the first week. These are not low cost items. The backpack, the basic backpack without the shield, starts at $299, $399 for the plated shield, and then for the 3A and three plus is $599. I apologize. It's take Brian's number, $899. My apologies. But the reality is, it's that whatever we introduce and we curate, people are now trusting our brand. When you first touch a Byrna launcher, you can feel the quality. You touch the Mission 4, you feel the quality. And every one of our products has to pass that strict test. And then we just tell the story. So here's a video of how the Byrna Shield works.
The Byrna Shield utilizes a single hand deployment system to extract a front flank carrier from the pack.
The Byrna Shield utilizes a single hand deployment system to ensure extracting a front flank carrier from the pack over the wearer's head. To assure that they have bullet resistant protection on both the front and the back.
One of the true gifts of working at Byrna is working with Josh Sherrod, former police captain, former SWAT commander, 13 years as a SWAT sniper. And he's one of the best personalities that comes on camera, speaks so articulately, understands the subject matter, and has the background to back it up. So we use Josh in every which way we can. And the guy jumps out of airplanes, he flies, and he also edits video. He's out of this world and really a true representation of what the Byrna mission is. And he left the department to work for Byrna to help police officers have a first option before going lethal. And that's his mission. And everybody that he brings on his LE team shares that mission. So we leveraged him tremendously.
The Byrna Shield utilizes a single hand deployment system to extract a front plate carrier.
Sorry about that. And then the most exciting launch of the third quarter, an anticipated launch for us internally, is the SD launcher. We introduced this product on August 26th, and it's really the evolution of what the HD is. The new product innovation that came out of Andre's team includes a honeycomb grip, which allows you to have better ergonomics and in wet weather. There's a straight trigger that has a 6.5 trigger pull that mimics the trigger weight pull of a Glock 19. And so for those that are gun enthusiasts, they look at these types of new introductions as further legitimizing what Byrna is doing. We also improve the sights. So we understand that acquisition is very important. And so with improved sights, you can acquire the target very much faster. And the fact that the Byrna launchers, HD and SD, have no recoil. So after your first shot, you can adjust very quickly and be on target. I'm a much better shooter with my launcher than I am with my 9, just because I can react that fast. And we introduced the SD launcher with a $40 price increase. And I think everybody here in this room would appreciate higher margins. And definitely that was part of our strategy, is to introduce this as the next level, have an entry level product with HD, and work on towards getting that higher margin, because we do truly feel like this is a premium brand. We take quite a bit of time and effort in making the product, and it is worth what the price point that we set it at. And then as part of the SD, we knew that we were going on Amazon, and we wanted to make a big splash. And we decided to launch the product on Amazon on 8/26. As those of you who are familiar with Amazon, and if you're a new partner, through FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, which essentially Amazon acts as our 3PL. We send an inventory to their warehouse. They ship, they do the customer service. It's literally in their hands after the trucks leave our factory. And Amazon gave us a opening limit of 1,000 units. And in the first 3 days, actually first week, we sold over 20% of that unit. They sent us an email that says, okay, this is hot. This is, you guys are the number one new product introduction in this category. And it's identified in the product page, which I'll show you in a bit. And a 3X our allocation. 3X our allocation, you know, everything we look at, we see, I always like joke with Brian, you know, my kind of math is 2 + 2 = 16.5. And that means like, how do we scale? It better not be 4 and it better not be 3. And so how do we make this opportunity better? So now that we know that we have 3X the inventory, maybe this is time for us to introduce other products. Let's take, replenish what we've sold, but then introduce the Banshee, introduce the Shield, introduce the Viridian Laser, so that we provide a full array of products that says more about Byrna and where we're going, who we are, than just a company that makes launchers. And so that's what we're doing. And we should see the new product portfolios appear within the next week or so. Sales channels, DTC, brick and mortar, large end user, which essentially is law enforcement, school safety, and private security. On Byrna.com, our average daily sessions in February were roughly 7,697. As of August, we've seen 143% growth, and that number has skyrocketed to 18,692. And our mission really with Byrna.com is increase sessions, increase conversion. And our Byrna Nation email subs. As most of you are aware, database marketing is super crucial for a brand to grow. And the more people we get in that opt into our database, the better we become. In February of 21, we had an opt-in list of 33,000. August 2021, that number is now 155,000 and growing. That represents a 370% growth. And we're proud of when we keep on saying, yeah, our audience is very engaged. That's not us, just, it's not lip service. It's actually through data. When we send out an email blast, we get 43 to 45% open rate. And then that open rate, the conversion rate is anywhere from 8 to 11%. It depends on the offer, depends on the product, of course. And we study what promotions do well, and then just drive to that result. So we continue to work and grow our database. Lots of things that we offer. If you go on our website and it's the first time on our website, give us your email and you get 10% off. We have other promotional strategies that really help grow this. And data, I can't stress enough how important data list health is to our brand. Then Byrna.com, pedal to the metal, as I mentioned, increasing site sessions, conversion rate, and list health. And we do this through influencer marketing. And I apologize that the graphics aren't showing as well. Influencer marketing from all aspects, celebrities, people with micro followers. Like we celebrate those that have less than 5,000 followers, but we look at how their followers engage with their products. We tell the stories ourselves through content marketing. Email campaigns. So we sometimes when we send out an email, like, you know, it's just a general newsletter, people still buy because we inject the narrative along with the product, or we pair it. And then things like promotions to grow health. So to grow list health. So we'll post something online. We'll say we're going to give away a product. Tag three of your friends. We did that for the HDXL, and it generated over 70,000 shares. Each share was three people. So, you know, like for that one post, we were able to reach 210,000 people. And so things like that, we're always tweaking. It's a fun riddle to solve. It's always changing. It's sometimes maddening, but it's dynamic. And then from a mainstream advertising strategy perspective, we decided to launch ByrnaSelfDefense.com. So when we have advertising of the Byrna launchers, what Google, Facebook, and all of these digital platforms do is they'll they'll see where the ads are taking the visitor. So you, even if we don't show the launcher, the link clicks to a page that shows a weapon, our ads get yanked. So in order to avoid that as much as possible, we are creating burnasselfdefense.com that shows all products other than the launchers. And the strategy works like this. You see an ad for the Byrna Banshee, the Byrna Shield, and potentially apparel. We drive you to the site. We get your email through either a promotional offer or through your purchase. So we have automated an automated email platform that sends an email. So let's say if Andre buys a Byrna Banshee, 3 days after that Byrna Banshee purchase, Andre's going to get an email introducing him to the Byrna launcher. And that is totally legal for us to do, because now Andre is an opt-in customer saying that he is willing and to accept our marketing communications. Additionally, by having a mainstream website, we are able to take advantage of Shopify's payment functionality. So we're limited in some ways through Shopify with the launchers, but with Byrna Self Defense, we have a full opportunity to take advantage of the payment plans like Apple Pay. We can launch in different countries. So we plan on launching in South Africa in the near future, and also looking at the Canadian market. So those are very exciting things. And as we acquire other companies and through partnerships, we intend to really add a broad array of products to Byrna Self-Defense. And lastly, this is all powered by having a deeper bench, having people on the team that you can rely on that do incredible work. And they're not, I would always say is like, we're colleagues. You don't work for me. We're in this together, and we're here to solve a problem, and we're really here to push the needle. And what I love about working with Lou is, he's still hungry. He's seasoned, but he's hungry. He wants to prove something. And this is a platform he's never been in, and he wants to prove his mettle in this space. And here's the result of some of the creative. We try to make sure that when we present and market our products, it's more of a warm embrace rather than this dark conversation that you have to buy Byrnas to save your life because the world's an evil place. We just want to celebrate the fact that, that you are what we like to say internally, prepared to defend. When you're prepared to defend, you have a plan. And that plan in our case includes Byrna. So we'll play tongue in cheek sometimes with our creative. So this email blast on the left here, Byrna for Friday the 13th, Byrna is changing your luck this Friday the 13th, receive 13% off of our products. Your good luck, your good fortune runs out that Sunday. And then we also communicate the fact that, if you buy, if you find run into something that you think is revolutionary, you're buying it to save yourself. Well, wouldn't your brother or sister want that as well? Or your best friend? So we created a communication called Pay It Forward. If you forward this to your friend, they receive $30 off or $40 off based on their purchase amount. So we incentivize them to buy more. And the more you buy, the more you save. And then some of the new creative with the SD. This is incredible photography. It's shot, I would say that my Connie Nass colleagues would be very proud, very premium. And I would compare our photography with any gun manufacturer out there, and we could go toe to toe presenting the product in a way that get people to think, but also recognize that this is a premium product. This product has been created with care, and because your life is valuable to us, and we want these products to be able to perform when the time counts, whether it's training or practice or for real. As I mentioned, Byrna Self-Defense, capability to advertise more freely, leverage Shopify, and then build our customer database. Those are the three things that we focus about when we create these things. And more than that, as we roll it out in the next couple of weeks. And then when it comes to Amazon, over 90 million daily visitors on Amazon, represents 54% of online commerce. We are an FBA, fulfillment by Amazon, as I mentioned, which is eligible for Prime status. And Prime is very important because the Prime customers on Amazon are the people that buy the most, the people that visit the most, the people that trust Amazon the most. And so as a result of that, the Amazon consumer goes in and they can buy lipstick, water, and launchers. And so it's a one-stop shopping environment. It's a trusted environment. And we look at Amazon as not an environment that competes with Byrna.com, but really works in parallel. So we treat it as two separate business entities, and we apply the same strategies to each, varying a little bit here and there, but it doesn't take away from the budgets that we're trying to execute for Byrna.com. It just is a separate entity, and we look to grow it in parallel. And we definitely envision that in the future, we'll get some traffic to Byrna.com via Amazon customers, but it doesn't matter either way. As long as you're experiencing Byrna, we want to have that experience eventually be equal. And the key aspect of Amazon is subscription. So we intend to sell lots of launchers, and then they're going to come back for CO2. They're going to come back for training projectiles. And if you're like me, just hit subscribe and save, and it shows up, and then it gets people to kind of touch their Byrnas on a daily basis. And that's where we're going. Like right now, people are buying self-defense, and the next aspect is really pumping the lifestyle aspect, train, recreation, fun. Like if you all had a chance to shoot it, or you didn't get a chance, you will today, and you will understand what we're saying, because it is absolutely a blast to shoot. You're like the coolest kid at the party. So from that perspective, we see an incredible opportunity in the subscription business. And that, as we all understand, offers incredible recurring revenue opportunities. And then from a cost perspective, Amazon is really all in 15%. And that's mirrors what we're investing with our website. So from that perspective, we really have good margins, and we look to really drive those margins with the new product introductions. And we expect, and we're realistic, we expect that Amazon will take time. It's not an overnight switch on Amazon. You're selling 10,000 units. I wish. But the reality is Amazon is so huge that you have to work within our ecosystem. The algorithms have to take place. The reviews have to happen. And then as you build more momentum and you engage with Amazon on all aspects of their platform, you start to get visibility. That is no different than what Google does with their crawlers. Like if there's something happening over here, there's a lot of interest, there's a lot of action, then you'll end up higher on the search results. We also aggressively advertise on Amazon as well. So I think the first 3 weeks on Amazon, I'm cautiously optimistic. We're selling well. There's always onboarding challenges with Amazon from shipping. You know, those little gremlins will get worked out. And once they get worked out and we're rolling, this is going to be a very big business platform for Byrna. And not only through revenue, but new customer acquisitions, new markets domestically and internationally. And then how do we differentiate our product and our brand on Amazon? It's all about, page content. It's all about content, really. Content is king. And we really focus on creating premium content, the narrative, the photography, how we present it. We take advantage of every aspect of it. On Amazon, if you're a sophisticated brand, you'll include what they call A+ content. A+ content is additional information at the bottom of the page that allows brands with assets to further define their product attributes. So we go through all of that. We infuse great photography. We have video that explains the product from our law enforcement expert, our former sniper, and he explains it in a way that's easy to understand, but also communicates the advantages of our product. And for those that are familiar with Amazon, they provide a platform called Storefront. Again, these are for brands that have the sophistication and the wherewithal to create extended content. Most people will find us through search. If they do a non-lethal search, they'll land on our product page, but there is a link to our storefront. Or by having a storefront, we're able to advertise our brand within Amazon. And when you land on our storefront, it's not product focus. For now it is because we just launched one product, but in the near future, it's really going to be a brand narrative. You're going to understand what Byrna is from head to toe. It's not, we're not a one CD jukebox. It's going to be this, this offering that really is going to mirror whatever it is your lifestyle is. And so we tell that story here in a different way, from feeling confident when you're out in the outdoors, practicing in your backyard, and that will, that narrative will continue to evolve. Dealer channels. We definitely see dealer channel as a huge opportunity because it's great to acquire customers. We know that there are customers out there that want to touch and feel the product. This is a serious product and people are not ready just to buy it online. So the advantage of brick and mortar, new customer acquisition, they go to stores that they trust. So there are locations like gun dealers that they trust and get their information from. And it's really as close as it can be to having an expert talk about this platform. We also provide POS at brick and mortar to ensure sales through. And it's a great brand it's a great environment to build brand awareness. And ultimately, they will visit Byrna.com for accessories. And when you look at that, our performance, Q3 of 2020, our revenue within the dealer channel was $439,000 versus Q3 of 2021, representing $1.25 million. That's 185% increase. And we see more opportunities within a dealer channel. And I like to say it's, you know, growth by association. We had an incredible foray into mainstream retail with our relationship with Bi-Mart, an 82-store chain in the Pacific Northwest that sells everything from spandex to cookies to outdoor gear. Upon reaching their shelves, we received a replenishing order 2 weeks after the product was introduced to their customers and received multiple restocking orders since. And so that makes us feel confident that maybe our space really sits within this mainstream or is a nice compliment, because when you go to gun shops, you're going to come out with a gun. And then opportunities like with Optics Planet, Frontier Justice. Frontier Justice is very interesting. And I'll just highlight this before I move on, is that they have 6 stores in the Pacific Northwest, 35,000 square foot footprint. They are giving us, the first time ever in their history, a store with a store environment. Why that's important is that it's going to give us the ability to really be in retail, manage our store, learn from that. And that experience is going to allow us to really bolster our own retail space in the near future. International, of course, developing global demand is important to us. We're excited to be working on the establishment of an EU distribution center. It eliminates the tedious import-export regulations required to ship into these countries from either South Africa or the U.S. So Brian actually is leading that charge, and it's very exciting to see how that develops. And then currently, our country count is about 50 countries across. They're all customers. Some of them have ordered sample products to test, but we're very confident that when people touch and shoot our products, it allows us to convert on a much higher rate. So exciting happenings in international. When you look at the numbers, Q3 2020 represented $510,000 versus Q3 2021 of $1.56 million, which represents a 307% increase year over year. Large end users, law enforcement, private security, and schools. This is what we call our Halo division. It's like if the best of the best can depend on Byrna, it's good for you, Mr. Consumer or Mrs. Consumer. And so across the board, when you look from a year-over-year stat, Q3 2020, $57,000 versus Q3 2021, $172,000. Some of our key clients include, we recently signed on Brazosport College for our school initiative, the DEA. Josh is with the ATF and spent time with the FBI. And then some of the biggest security agencies out there. And then also our corporate relationship with Sony. We're very confident in the next year we'll have all the studios or all the guards at all the major studios in Hollywood carrying Byrnas on their belts. And lastly, expansion into lifestyle offerings, men's and women's functional wear. You know, our holster sales are very strong. So we wanted to use that data and say, okay, beyond holsters, what else would people want? And naturally, apparel. And some of the items that Andre is going to share later today has is the Byrna PE, which is a subcompact or a compact a launcher, which people are, I think, will be a hot seller, but also people are going to want ways to carry it. Each time we introduce a product, we don't think about just launching one particular product. What is the suite of accessories that could come with this product that we can market and think about and work in parallel with Andre as he's developing these items? So as a result of that, we're curating functional wear that includes, go back into the camera. This is a vest that we're prototyping. It has pockets on both sides for you to carry your launcher. In the firearms world, the term is there's imprint. So when you wear this, there isn't an imprint. You can't tell that the person that's wearing this item is carrying a weapon. It also comes with an extra mag carrier. And this was a prototype piece. Thankfully, it was in my size that Brian kept still. And then other things like women's tights. Women, as we know, like to draw a jog on the trail. And a lot, we've heard how many news stories of women being attacked while exercising. So a product like this with front and back concealed carry, straps to hold the compact launcher in place without disrupting the friction of the exercise. We think this is gonna have a big seller. My wife is a good prototype or a good tester because she'll buy one thing and she'll accessorize with 10 other things. So I think that this is the mindset that consumers will want. And it extends the brand experience in a way that says to them that, oh, Byrna's really thinking about this whole journey rather than selling me a one item product. And so we think that that brand experience is going to allow us to break into new markets, but also generate or increase the scale of the company from a revenue perspective. And that concludes my presentation. I'm going to pass it over to our CEO, Mike Gillespie.
Good morning. I'm Mike Gillespie, Chief Operating Officer here at Byrna. I'm going to start with the org chart. This is a little different from what you'd normally see for an operations group. What we decided to do was include from kind of womb to tomb here, the whole process from design through the actual shipment of the product. So one piece that isn't on here as well, that is part of it, is Andre's group, which is R&D. So from product design through supply chain, which as we all know is a concern at this point for any operation, and then through the factory general managers, both international and domestic, through the product management as we new product introduce some of these items that Luan was just talking to you about, all gather around so that there's one control to make sure that there's assurance of supply to the sales team. Okay. Okay, we all already know the primary function of operations. It's to support sales by ensuring a steady and predictable supply of product. That is important, and we take that as a fundamental. However, here at Byrna, we take the quality and the reliability of our products as paramount. Nothing ships unless it meets 100% of our specifications, and we know that out-of-box experience is going to be excellent for the end user. Next is assurance of supply. I think you know, a lot of folks in this room have heard this is a big issue right now. Assurance of supply, both on the incoming components as well as us supplying the sales, is absolutely imperative. High performance product design. Andre has just stepped out, but he has, you'll hear when his presentation comes up, he has got the innovation licked. And when you see what's coming out from his group, this is fantastic. Part of our part in this as operations is taking that new product from when he's finished the design and utilizing his resources to make sure it comes up in production first time right. That's an advantage we have for time to market. We're very nimble. And then lastly, operational excellence and efficiency. Everything we do in operations, we need to be focused as well on improving yields and reducing costs and reducing cycle times. And that's something that everybody in this operation groups takes very seriously. Our leaders, and also very important, our lieutenants, the next down the line, are a passionate group dedicated to these principles. I wanted to, you know, we've already seen a lot of the folks here that are running the show, Andre, Sandy, myself, others in operations. But the lieutenant staff are the ones where the rubber hits the road. And these are the folks that are polished and they are bought into this mission. So we certainly celebrate these folks. And as I mentioned before, you're looking at the full gamut for operations under one control so we can assure that we never tie up sales. We are never the long pole in the tent. Okay, I wanted to spend a couple seconds because I'm new to Byrna. I wanted to actually run through a few of my credentials here to let you know who's managing this new operations group. I've got a Bachelor's of Science in Engineering, and I've used that over the last 30 years in various technology, sales management, operations management, general management roles. Most recently, three operations management roles that were quite significant in building my ability to manage a team that does all of these functions. The first was I was managing director with Linear Technology Corporation, managing their worldwide assembly operations. This is a 1 million square foot facility, 2,000 employees, highest margins in the S&P 500, about $100 million P&L. Looking at the next job, when I came back, I managed the front end, which is the wafer fab, 300 highly skilled employees, and a class one 40,000 square foot clean room facility. Again, about $1.2 billion in revenue pushed through there with about $100 million P&L. And then I was director of sales prior to that for the Western US and Canada. The idea was to understand all facets. I think Brian shares this vision that anyone in sales should work in operations for a little while, and anyone in operations should work in sales. It's very important to see how those two are intertied. And so I wanted to make sure that I had that, and then various engineering roles. Okay, let's talk about how I mentioned before, we're broken up into four groups. We've got both the international and the domestic manufacturing, which is primarily our assembly factories in Fort Wayne and South Africa. We've got human resources, you heard from Sandy earlier. You've got the supply chain headed up by David Schultz here locally. And then you've got research and development, which will be touched on by Andre here in a little bit. I'm going to incorporate the supply chain and then human resource elements into the manufacturing slides, because that's really the purpose why it's all under one umbrella. Okay, let's look at the manufacturing. First, the domestic. Right now, we have 16,500 square foot space in Fort Wayne, Indiana, of which 5,000 is dedicated to production. The important thing here is we are immediately expandable to 25,000 square feet, where at least half of that could be used for production space. Now, you're going to see a message through here, and that message is clear. We, like I said, can never be the long pole in the tent for Luan's group. We are here to support sales, and so we need to make sure that we're ready to grow at a moment's notice. If his Amazon orders take off like we expect, or if we have another event like a Sean Hannity, I've got to be able to hit a switch, and we have to be able to hit that within lead time. So it's my job to make sure we're prepared for that. On the staffing side, we have 53 total, of which about two-thirds are dedicated to assembly production. Some of the trends we're doing between the facilities are, we have a very talented crew in Fort Wayne. So we are pulling some of the more detailed and difficult assembly type operations into domestic. And then we're transferring some select packaging, kitting, some other operations over to South Africa, where we enjoy a much more favorable labor rate. And then we are prepared to move quickly to react to surges in demand. By that, I mean, we have pre-vetted future candidates. We are prepared to strike when the iron's hot and bring on new people and get them trained. Right now, shift structure is 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. What that means is we have the capability with the existing brick and mortar to change that 24/7 and grow by over 300% capacity with just a change in shift structure. So as I mentioned before, we're built for growth and we're prepared for when Luan's Amazon, these increases you see continue over an international dealer sales, et cetera, kick up, or out of Andre's group, a new product introduction that really, really gets kicking. We're prepared. Okay, let's look at the capabilities of Fort Wayne. One of the important things we recently added is highly precision incoming quality assessment. We've got now tools that can look down to 2 micron. A lot of, this is not your standard paintball gun. These are serious instruments. And there are very tight tolerances on the raw materials that come into this. And because of that, we need something that can look further than the tight tolerances. And now we've developed an IQA group with the ability to look down to 2 microns and inspect all incoming parts so that we're starting with good product to build good product. Next is enhanced tooling. Assembly results in high first pass yield. What this is we've created jigs to allow our production people to, these are precision again. So if part A goes in part B, we want to get that right first time and not have to rework. However, we do have 95% first yield, first pass yield. That doesn't mean we take the next 5% and throw it away. We take that 5%, we rework it, and we learn from our mistakes. We take the failure analysis results and we use it to better our production, okay? We have very tight R&D coordinated MPI. What that means is new product introduction. We have a new product coming out here very quickly. Andre and his entire team will travel out to the production site during first build, make sure everything comes up right, make sure it's manufacturable the way we feel, and to make sure that all the jigs and such are designed to the precision that we need. And then we've optimized the pack ship. If we do, in fact, start really increasing, I mean, the Banshee was one of those products, we have to be able to very quickly ship to many, many direct customers overnight. We currently have the ability to ship to 1,000 direct customers per shift, which means as we change to a 724 or we do 3 shifts on a day, we can do 3,000 direct ships per. So we're built ahead of the growth. And then we have world-class customer service. This is resident in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And if you go online and look at the ratings, either electronic or what we get in paper, our customer service group is second to none. These people are really dedicated to make sure that the customer experience hits where we want it to hit. And then although this seems like quite a pedestrian bullet, it's very important to an assembly guy. And what this is that we have our own on-site machine shop. Equipment breaks, machines break, and sometimes the smallest machine can hold up an entire production line, and we can't wait to have somebody come out 48 hours later. So we've developed our own internal mechanism to be able to repair these machines until we can get qualified people out if, in fact, something does occur. Again, it's about never being that long pole in the tent. Okay, capacities out of Fort Wayne, we can ship 400 HD or SD launchers per shift, or a mix, 400 long rifle or launchers per shift. What that means is that if we, with current brick and mortar, shift to a 724 model, we can ship 400,000 per year. And that is significantly higher than where we are shipping right now, which means we're built for growth. All right, switching to the South Africa plant. The facility, the factory there is slightly smaller, but almost the same amount of production space. Again, expandable to almost 100% larger space. Staffing is a bit more out of South Africa. We do a lot more shipping, packing, other things that require more people. About 83% of the folks that are on site are dedicated to assembly and production. Some of the trends we're doing, you heard this from Sandy earlier, cross-training. That's an underrated thing in operations. You have to make sure that you've got full coverage for every position, regardless if there's something that occurs to one of the operators. Okay, so the cross training also allows us to have production flexibility. Sometimes, if a large order comes in, we switch lines quite quickly in production. Well, we've got people that can do various operations, and that allows us to do that in just a matter of minutes. And then, thirdly, and not to be discounted, is the fact that employees that are cross-trained certainly enjoy a much more satisfaction in their job. Our retention rate is phenomenal out of South Africa. Right now, we have less than 3% turnover, and we have an incentive program that allows them to make bonus money by hitting volume targets that we put in place. Additionally, over 80% of our South Africa workforce lives within 8 kilometers of the factory. So we're very accessible if, in fact, we need more folks to get more product out more quickly. Okay. And we're prepared to move quickly to react to any surges. We do that by, again, pre-vetting candidates, and we're prepared to offer them jobs very quickly and get them in the training to get them actually producing product. The shift structure is very similar to what you saw in Fort Wayne. It's 8 hours, five days a week. Okay, looking at the capabilities, right now we don't just produce launchers out of South Africa. We also do magazines and projectiles. Projectiles is an increasingly important part of what we do. We're a razor blade model, as you heard earlier, and it's important for us to be able to produce high quality and the volume projectiles necessary as we begin to get the razor blade orders. Precision production jigs, we already went over that. It's the same thing in South Africa. We're making sure that everything is built right the first time. We enjoy a high first pass yield right now of greater than 90%. We have strong relationships with local manufacturing vendors for new product development. If we're going to be nimble and we're going to come out with some of these products that Andre and his team are putting out fast, we need to have vendors that are able to prototype us very fast. So I want to make sure that we've got that in place locally. Next, cross-national capability for global regulatory compliance. On this, that means South Africa is our conduit to shipping internationally. And we have locals that have expertise in global regulatory compliance. And then projectile packaging and labeling, up to 100,000 rounds per day. Now that's actually 100,000 rounds per day now, which is 100,000 rounds per shift. And as you can imagine, that's very scalable with what we said, going to 3 shifts per day or 724. And then local R&D team, we've got some folks from Andre's team resident there in South Africa that helps us bring up new products very quickly. Capacities, we've got 400 launchers per shift, 1,800 magazines per shift, which means at maximum capability, 724, we're at 400,000 launchers per year, 1.8 million magazines per year, built for growth. Last, I'm going to take you through some quick FY22 initiatives. One thing we hit on earlier, and I've been seeing in all the news rags this morning, is the supply chain is starting to be a problem for a lot of people. We all know automotive is getting hammered with chips and other things that are going on right now. We need to make sure in this facility that that isn't a problem that we have. So we're going to ensure mirrored capabilities for key products at both facilities to make sure that we can either double the volume on a given product or have a backup in case there's any slip in one area. Fully automate manufacturing inventory control, inline quality and reporting processes. Our director of IT is assisting us with putting hardware in place to make it so that we have full information path directly from inventory control out to reporting. And then develop capabilities to perform payload projectile manufacturing in-house. These things are very precise, and the payload projectiles need to be very precise. We need to make sure we have in-house to ensure we have the quality and get the volume out that's necessary to hit what we need to hit in sales. Secure qualified second source vendors for 100% of custom components. Right now, this is a very important thing for us. So what we do is on the 20% that we've yet to convert with second source, and we don't count two plants for the same manufacturer as second source. It needs to be in a different country where if any issues pop up, we're prepared to handle that. What we're doing is holding extra inventory on those parts to take us out in case there's any slip in lead time. Implement MRP through SAP for manufacturing facilities. This is just to ensure that we're building the right products at the right time and not tying up capacity with the wrong products. That's the end of the operations. I'd like to introduce you to Andre Bice, our CTO.
I think we're a bit pressed for time, so I'm going to try and run through this quickly. I'm Andre Bice. I'm heading up the engineering division. I'm also the CTO for Byrna and the designer of the Byrna HD. We have a great team of engineers at Byrna. They've got a lot of energy and drive. We're very quick to react to change. And we've got a very strong, We've got a very strong entrepreneurial spirit. I just want to get to this slide quickly and then I'll go back. So we've got a very strong entrepreneurial spirit. So what do I mean with that? That means that we actively go out and seek change, and we are the market leaders. We're driving that instead of reacting to changes in the market. What we do here is actually, this is our passion. We love what we do, and I believe that clearly shows in the products that we design. We also have a very unique set of skills in engineering. And what I mean with that is we've got engineering excellence. We can create products that is aesthetically pleasing and that is very ergonomical. Our goal in engineering is always to create products that save lives. So the Burner HD was the first product that we launched. This turned out to be a huge success. I believe we sold over 100,000 of these units. This proved that there's a very strong demand for such a product. Something that I always like to say is when a design truly comes together, the sum of the features actually turns out to be more than just the sum of those features. So what I mean with that is that's the difference of a product truly being effective and in demand versus not. The next product that we launched was the Burner Boost. So here we listened to our customers. There was a big demand for using the 12 gram CO2 canister, which is more readily available. And this boost, you can see in this picture, it's an add-on to the currently available Burner HD, the SD, and then in future, we'll be able to add that to the Burner LE as well. This product turned out to have a big profit margin. So that was really good. The product that we launched after that is the Burner HD XL. So that is the factory installed solution for using a 12 gram CO2. It's got a longer barrel, so you have increased performance. And this was another product where, again, we listened to the customers and the market rewarded us. We're selling this for $100 more than the standard HD. And it accounts for about 30% of all the HD sales currently. The next product I'm going to talk about is the Burner SD. So Luan mentioned this. We recently launched this on Amazon. We improved the quality slightly. So this is a slightly higher quality product, and that will drive more sales at a higher profit margin. We re-engineered the receiver, so Luan already touched on this, but it's got a honeycomb grip. The trigger feel is improved, so we're getting a better experience for the customers out there. I'm gonna talk a little bit about future products that we're going to launch now. The LE is such a product. This is truly going to be a premium product that we will be able to demand a premium price for. This is the next generation product. What I mean with that is we've re-engineered the valve. It features a regulator. So this means that we will be able to shoot consistently over 300 feet per second. It's got excellent cold weather performance. That is something that's really important for law enforcement where they cannot afford something that varies a lot. So we intend to launch this soon. Something else that I just want to mention there as well is it will feature fiber optic sights, and that is for better target acquisition. We're also constantly busy designing new accessories that keeps our customers engaged, and at the same time that meets their growing needs. Accessories form quite a bit of our revenue, so that is something really important. You can see here one of the items that's shown there is a level 2 holster. That was a big demand for law enforcement where they cannot have a holster that can someone can just pull out the launcher. So we developed that in record time, and we're also working on a red dot sight solution. So we recently acquired Mission Less Lethal's assets, and we gained access to all their IP and a few of the long barrel launchers. That really opened up new markets for us. The TCR that you can see here is one of those launchers. This is a compact tactical launcher, and this is ideal for people like the SWAT teams. It features a 12 round magazine with a 7 round magazine backup. It also utilizes the easily accessible 12 gram CO2 canister. another product that we got when we acquired Missionless Lethal is this Mission 4. This is ideal for civilians. It's a good replacement for the home defense shotgun. And this will also work really well for riot control. You can shoot 50 to 60 rounds with a single 88 gram CO2 canister that we use in there. The nice thing about this is the form factor, that it's similar to an AR-15. So people that know that platform will be right at home using this. The MLR is something that we will bring out at some point. It's also part of that acquisition. This launcher can shoot 200 projectiles with a single fill. It's fully automatic. So at this stage, we're only going to make this available to law enforcement. It's a proven design with a patented air on-off system. We really believe in continuous improvement. This was already touched on quickly, but we are bringing the projectile manufacturing in-house. By doing that, we can really control the quality, the throughput, and supply. We've increased the quality where this projectile is much more round, so that has performance gains. You can see on the picture there's some brake lines that you can see there on the inside of the projectile. So what we achieve with that is we get better robustness when we don't want a projectile to break, when you're carrying it around, when it's in your magazine. But you will also get consistent, repeatable burst open performance when you shoot this projectile and it hits the intended target. The echokinetic round training is very important. That's important for both civilians and for professionals. Historically, it was really expensive because of the projectiles that people had to buy. The only option was plastic projectiles. We also had a big concern about the environment because people were shooting these projectiles and it was lying around in the field. So that's why we went and designed the echokinetic round. This round is water soluble, it's eco-friendly and cost-effective. I believe we've already received over 1 million orders. So that means there's 1 million rounds that's not gonna lie around in the field, plastic rounds, where this is what's gonna just biodegrade. This also truly embraces the razor blade model that we're trying to achieve at Byrna. So this is some forward-looking products that we will bring out. This projectile, this is a really revolutionary patented projectile. We call it the Helix projectile. It greatly increases the range, the accuracy, and payload that we can shoot. To shoot this projectile, obviously, we needed a launcher, and that's the next slide that we developed. You can also see it here on the table. So this is I think I pressed something wrong here. Oh, there we go. So this is a pump action launcher. This launcher will be able to shoot with pinpoint accuracy up to 265 feet. And that is something that's really important and a big game changer for law enforcement, where they need to pinpoint a specific person and only shoot that person and not indiscriminately just firing a bunch of rounds into a crowd. So I believe this is going to be our technology demonstrator that's going to fill a big gap in the market. Let's see if this video, yep. Here we show this this launcher in action. So this is 265 feet. You can see that the wind is also blowing here, and we're aiming for that lamppost down there. This is something really exciting. This is the Byrna PE. So here you can see a size comparison with the currently available Byrna HD and SD. This will also utilize the Helix projectile, a slightly smaller version of that. And the Byrna PE will be a subcompact size. So that we believe there's a massive market for that that will basically dwarf the sales that we've seen on the Byrna HD, and it opens it up for both female and actually male customers, where you will be able to throw this just in your pocket and have it easily concealed. The last product I want to talk about is the 12 gauge shotgun round. So we're also going to use the Helix projectile in here. There's a massive installed base of shotguns. We believe it's in the vicinity of 100 million shotguns that can shoot this projectile. So it's also going to have the same pinpoint accuracy, and we believe we're going to sell a lot of these. Thank you.
Got some questions that were sent in, but what I think I'll do is I'll just call on some people in the room, and if we don't cover everything that was sent in, Lauren, would you be so kind as just to read the questions? So does anybody have any questions they'd like to ask Brian?
Yeah, Brian, you mentioned for a long time that Amazon is one of the big areas that are new. They give some variability positive. Little bit of data under your belt. It looks like somewhere around 5 launchers a day from the numbers you presented. Correct me if I'm wrong there. How are you thinking about Amazon right now from a volume standpoint?
It's actually a little bit higher than 5 launchers a day. And I think that the most important thing for us is that we've been seeing the growth in Amazon. The key is, we all know Amazon is driven solely by algorithms. So the very first day that we put it up there, when you searched Byrna, all of the usurpers who were selling Byrnas online came up ahead of us because they all had sales and we didn't have any sales. So what we did, of course, was we sent out an email blast to our 150,000 followers. And that day we had quite a few sales, and it started to jumpstart the algorithms. So what we've been told is that it will take somewhere between 90 and 180 days for us to really get to the point where the algorithms will be working in our favor rather than working against us. But to date, we are very encouraged. And I think the most important metric that is the one that Luan gave, we originally prepared 2,500 launchers to send to Amazon. They told us, you know what, based on what we've seen with other self-defense products, please only send us 1,000. So we sent them 1,000. Within a week, they came back to us and said, only kidding, we'd like you to send us 3,000. So they clearly see that whatever momentum we have was more than they had originally anticipated. But as I've said from the beginning, I think it'll take us a full quarter through the balance of this quarter to really get a good understanding for how big Amazon will be and to give us some level of predictability for the Amazon sales. So when we raised and tightened our guidance a little bit, we still assumed for Q4 a relatively small amount of Amazon sales. I think if there's going to be a surprise for us in Q4 to the upside, it will be because we've underestimated the Amazon sales.
That's great. And then maybe just one follow-up. I'm really excited to hear about some of the subscription opportunities in your business. Could you maybe just talk about some of the packages there and how we might think about that as
beyond? Well, it's interesting. One of your colleagues taught me a new word, which is recurring. Or reoccurring, because I kept calling it recurring. And he said, no, that's just reoccurring sales. Recurring is when somebody hits that subscription button. There has been a shortage in the ammo market, including ammo for us. We've been back ordered, for a significant period of time. We've not really been pushing subscription sales of ammo because we haven't had it. I think with these eco-kinetics, what it does for us, one, is it allows us to sell an environmentally friendly round. Two, it allows us to sell a low price round. But most importantly, it allows us to sell rounds that we can make in high volumes. Because these are being made in pill press machines that are normally used for pharmaceutical by pharmaceutical companies, we can make tens of thousands of rounds a day. Right now, we can make 50,000 rounds a day, but we think as we get better at this, we could make, you know, 250,000 rounds a day. So we expect to be introducing these subscription models probably sometime in a Q4. Would you say that's correct, Luan?
Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Jeff?
Just kind of a follow-up around Amazon. I think you mentioned you're going to be adding more products to the Amazon store. You could just go over which products are included with that and then manufacturing.
Luan, do you want to just step up here, please, and just talk about which products are in this second shipment that we'll be making?
Yeah, so as part of the Amazon expansion, we will be introducing the Byrna Banshee, the Byrna Shield, additional projectiles, CO2. So things that are perishable items, if you will. And so that we know that customers are going to come back for more of these products to replenish their inventory.
Thank you.
Anymore, but I'll just
go ahead.
What are you seeing here from dealers? Batter Punch, more dealers,
You know, dealers are interesting. What we have discovered is what are the right type of dealers for us and what are the wrong type of dealers for us. So because initially we went after gun owners, we went to gun shows and we thought that that was our audience. The original dealers for us were a lot of FFLs, but FFLs are really not the right type of dealer for us because as anybody who's a gun owner knows, you know, oftentimes you've got to get buzzed in. You go in to buy a specific item, either ammo or a specific a gun that you want. You're not just window shopping or walking up and down the aisles looking for something to buy. And we were selling about a half a launcher a month through these FFLs. And that was probably somebody who got up to the checkout and saw the launcher and said, you know, that would be interesting for my wife or my daughter or my son, and bought it as, you know, sort of an impulse buy. Where we have seen significant success is in these general merchandise stores, as Luan said, like a Bi-Mart, where they sell a broad range of products and guns, or in sporting goods stores where they sell a broad range of products and guns, or in outdoor stores where they sell a broad range of products and guns, or in stores that used to sell guns. So Bi-Mart is interesting. It's kind of a small Walmart. We are looking to have our products in Walmart. We're working with a company to get our products approved for Walmart. We think that would be a very interesting platform for us. This Frontier Justice is very, very interesting. You know, it's allowing us with a store within a store to have a curated experience. And with these stores, we're seeing a significantly higher reorder rate. So where we were looking at a half a launcher per month in the FFLs, we're looking at 6 or 8 launchers per month in these more general merchandise stores or sporting goods stores or outdoor stores. Now, with any dealer program, the one thing that dealers hate is that we actually sell online. They would like us not to sell online. I've been doing this a long time. And what I say to the dealers is, you know, there are people that will buy online and never walk into your store. And there are people that will walk into your store and never buy online. And we need to capture both. I had an interesting call yesterday with a radio talk show host who bought our product last weekend at a retail store called Thunder Lakes. He had never heard of us. He had never seen any banner ad or seen any influencer, but he did go into Thunder Lakes and saw our product and bought it and was so excited he wanted to interview me and talk about the product on his radio show. So we see brick and mortar as being a critically important part because it reaches a part of the audience that we are not reaching through online advertising. Yes.
John, a bit about the profitability and the gross margins that you see through the various channels. And you kind of talked a bit about that on the Amazon slide. Talk about Amazon versus DTC versus the dealer channel. Maybe the law enforcement. Just talk about how the margins vary and the gross might be different.
Yeah. We are somewhat agnostic to Amazon versus our own DTC. So we sell at the same prices on Amazon versus our own DTC, although at this point we've offered slightly different products to make it a little bit harder for people to see that they're the same prices. So for example, on Amazon, we're offering a bundle package. You can't just buy the launcher. It comes with extra ammo, extra CO2. So the low price product for that kit is $429. Whereas on our site, you can buy a $359 kit that doesn't come with anything extra. So from a gross margin standpoint, Amazon and DTC, as I said, we're somewhat agnostic. Amazon charges us 15%. On the other hand, shipping is much lower because they have a much better rate shipping out than we do. So maybe the net impact is around 12%. Well, 12% is our marketing budget for our own online store. So we're looking at basically the same customer acquisition cost on Amazon or on our own store. And we are, in fact, making very, very good margins on these new products. So Luan alluded to the fact that this new SD is selling for $40 more. But this is an evolution of the HD. So there's not a significant difference in the cost of these products. As we bring out these mission launchers, these are all very, very high margin products. All of the ammo are very high margin products. So with each of these new products, we're seeing an improvement in our margin. Even something like the Byrna HD XL, which is the extended barrel version of the Byrna HD, the MSRP on that is $459, $100 more than the standard Byrna HD. We thought that that was going to be about 10% of our sales, and we priced it assuming it was going to be about 10% of our sales at a $100 premium to the standard product. In fact, it's been almost a third of our sales, and it's remained constant at that. So, you know, we're seeing an improvement in margins. Now, when you get to dealer sales are by definition lower margin. International sales are, again, by definition lower margin. And we think that in this quarter, because the dealer and international sales represented almost 30% of our total sales, we'll see some downward pressure on margins. That said, we don't see any downward pressure over the course of the year. We're at 55% for the first half of the year. We think we'll be at 55% for the second half of the year, because we think that the slightly depressing effect of selling to international and to dealers will be offset in the second half of the year through the introduction of the new products. And frankly, as we get into next year, that the higher margins on these new products will get us to reach that goal of 60 to 65% gross profit margins. Law enforcement is actually quite high margin. And it's quite high margin because with law enforcement, each product comes with training. You know, it's interesting. You can go online and buy our launcher and carry it around with no training, although we don't recommend it. But for law enforcement, private security, they must have training. So we have a robust training program. And as a result, we actually make more on law enforcement sales than we do on consumer sales. So that's again, a very high margin business. Other questions? Yes, Jeff?
Yeah, if I could just follow up on kind of marketing and strategy there, I guess what you're planning, maybe thinking along the lines, perhaps in terms of some more grassroots marketing, get the product in the brand, recognize.
All right, I'm going to start with this question, Luan, but if I miss anything, why don't you come up here and add on. The biggest issue for us with marketing is that we cannot show the launcher on Facebook, Google, Instagram, or even if we advertise the Byrna Shield or the Byrna Banshee, if it takes them back to our Byrna.com website, that will also get yanked. So one of the things Luan is doing is coming up, as he mentioned, with the Byrna self-defense site, so that we have a site where we can really take advantage of all social media advertising. But the most important thing is, how do we get people to talk about this organically? So when Sean Hannity mentioned us in June of last year, sales exploded. Visits to the website exploded. We probably had another $4.5 million of sales that are directly attributable to that mention on TV. And although we could not advertise on Fox, Sean could certainly show as part of his show our product. So we're looking to bring on a public relations firm, not for us to place advertising, but for us to get on to Good Morning America, the Today Show, or the regional equivalents. And we think what will drive that is our school safety program. So we've had the first school safety training program, but we think if we can start to knock down some of those dominoes, that clearly is a newsworthy story. And you know, what we're gonna try to do is to see if we can get that sort of organic mentioning. Luan, is there anything else that I didn't talk about?
Sure, just a couple of things. We are also taking, going to the endemic gun space with ads in print magazines, and the offer or the messaging of communication is your first line of defense. And so we know that as gun practitioners ourselves, that pulling that weapon is what we consider the nuclear mode. So we want to offer that product, really be in that space. We now have great creative, and we're testing that platform, and then looking if successful and trackable, because the ad will come with a promo code that we can track sales, we will expand into other titles. In addition to that, with the growth of our dealer partners, we look to get into their databases. So these guys will blast to their hundreds of thousands of customers. And so we go in there and partner with these retailers to have a voice, have a placement, and really work with them strategically, not just for a one-time execution, but looking at the calendar from a 12-month perspective, and then marketing with them in that regard, relevant to our launches, et cetera.
There aren't many areas where we're not able to ship. It's California limits us from selling pepper, but we can sell the kinetic kits. And there's a few other jurisdictions like New York City, Washington, D.C., Portland, Oregon, that have very, you know, circumscribed limitations. But Luan came up with a very interesting idea. We, of course, can sell our pepper rounds to private security in California. We brought Sony Studios on, for example. So in asking them, how is it that they can buy the pepper rounds? They say, well, if you have your private security license, you can buy pepper rounds. Well, what does it take to get your private security license? It's a 12-hour online course. So we are in the process of creating a 12-hour online course for anybody in California. Josh Sherrard will be the star of that show. We've hired, you know, an e-learning company, because it's one of those things where you actually have to sit in front of the computer and make sure you haven't just turned it on and walked away. But we think that will be very interesting, particularly for community watch groups. So one of the things that Luan has done is he's been working with some of the AAPI, the Asian Pacific Islander watch groups, who feel like they're under attack, to help them get through this security guard training course. And I think it's something that we will bring out in civilian form more broadly, because as I mentioned, you know, law enforcement, they have to be trained. We think everybody should go through some amount of training with this, not just pull it out of the box and go shoot it. But that's how we've been dealing with some of the limitations.
Manufacturing capacity. I had a lot of questions about that.
just to make sure I heard this correctly, we have the capacity to stretch with more shifts to 800,000 launchers a year. And right now, I don't know what that's in the state of Florida. Maybe I'm mixing up some of those numbers.
Mike, you want to take that?
Yeah, certainly, certainly. Right now, the capacity for launchers specifically, I'll repeat, right now, the capacity for launchers specifically is 400 launchers per shift right now at each facility. So that is 800 launchers per shift, which is right now per day based on our current shift structure. So the larger number you saw at the end, which was 400,000 per site, that's once we go to a 724 model.
There are not meaningful differences in cost at the various sites. The only difference, of course, is labor. And although the labor rate is quite different in the U.S. and South Africa, labor is not the largest component. It's not even a very large component of the overall manufacturing cost. When we were bringing launchers in from South Africa, we were somewhat indifferent as to whether they were produced in the US or South Africa, because the difference in freight, particularly the difference in freight during this pandemic, when freight is really high, more than offset the manufacturing cost benefit in South Africa. Now, we like producing the launchers for the US in the US because we can say assembled in the US, and hopefully soon we'll be able to say, you know, manufactured in the U.S. as we bring more of our suppliers on shore. But the cost is not a driving determinant. Yes, Jeff.
As a follow-up to that, bring the projectile manufacturing house. Maybe you can speak about how you develop capabilities there.
Bring manufacturing projectile manufacturing in-house was the most important thing we've been working on. If you had asked me what keeps me up at night, it was that we did not have control over the projectile manufacturing. And that resulted in two problems. One, it resulted in erratic supply. So like everybody else, we were in short supply on ammunition. It also resulted in some quality issues. And honestly, if you go on to Byrna Nation or Byrna Owners Group, the majority of the complaints that you see related to problems with the projectiles. So this was a really important issue for us. Andre and his team have been working on developing this, I mean, basically since the moment Andre joined the business. This required us to produce the projectiles in Germany. They're the highest quality projectiles produced anywhere in the United States. And then we're shipping them anywhere in the world. And then we're shipping them down to South Africa, where we've developed proprietary equipment to fill them and weld them. So it's been a very, very lengthy process. We're just, you know, we're just now over the last several weeks kicking off the production of our own projectiles. We are still purchasing projectiles from our original supplier, and we'll likely continue to purchase projectiles from our original supplier for some period of time to augment the supply. But bringing the manufacturing in-house was a Herculean effort, but very, very important. Any other questions? Lauren, is there anything that was not asked that people had asked?
Can you talk a bit about how Byrna products are differentiated from competitors' offerings? Sustainability of these events?
The biggest difference between the Byrna HD and other handheld 68 caliber devices is the size. So what Andre had done in creating this launcher that is the size of a compact handgun is to put an incredible amount of power into a very small piece of real estate. So although there are a number of patents in here, most of this was just engineering and production know-how. Our competitors have not come up with anything comparable to this. There are also a number of features and benefits with this launcher that don't exist in the other launchers. So as an example, most of the other launchers were paintball guns that were repurposed. This was designed as a self-defense weapon from the very beginning. As an example, when you remove the magazine, there is a ball retainer so the rounds don't fall out of the launcher onto the ground. Doesn't sound like a big deal, but when they're filled with tear gas and pepper, having the rounds fall out and go onto the ground is a big deal. We are the only one that has a ball retainer. We are the only launcher that has first trigger pull capabilities. So this was very important to us. The Tippmann mission launchers, the launchers that we have here, have second trigger pull capabilities, which means the first pull of the trigger punctures the CO2. The second pull of the trigger fires the projectile. Okay. Well, in paintball, that's fine. In a real world self-defense situation, that split second may be a fatal split second. More importantly, if you're uninitiated, you may pull the trigger, nothing happens, and you may freeze. So it was really important for us to have first trigger pull capabilities. Now, is that a sustainable advantage? We believe it is. That is a patented technology. The only other company that has the same or similar patent for trigger pull puncture is Tippmann, now Core. And when we acquired Mission, we acquired the exclusive right in perpetuity to use that patent for self-defense. So nobody else can use either the patent that Andre designed or the patent that we acquired from Core. We think that's a sustainable advantage. Ballistipax was a very interesting acquisition. The company was created by a doctor, an emergency room doctor, who wanted to save lives. He shared our mission of saving lives. He was a great humanitarian and a terrible businessman. And he had a great vision, and he patented this great backpack. And, you know, we were in discussions with him, and initially he didn't, you know, he kind of rebuffed our advances. And then as they ran out of money, and, you know, he just felt like Byrna is the right company, because for him, it wasn't really about the money. It was about the mission. And he felt Byrna was the right company to take this to the next level. So we bought all of his inventory. We bought his patents. It was a very low-priced acquisition. It was well under $1 million. And we have to do a little bit of redesign on the backpack. We can certainly reduce the cost significantly from the cost of the backpacks that we acquired in this acquisition. But it was a guy who really, his heart was in the right place, and he really came up with a great idea. And, you know, we're proud to be able to take it to the next level.
What would be the cash impact as we're covering up some sales through retail?
David, you want to take that one?
Yeah. I think I can't, obviously it's not appropriate to give forward-looking exact numbers about cash, but, you know, just to work into analysis and models, we should assume that our standard terms to retailers are 30 days. So assume 45 DSO. And our longer term model projection is for that segment of our sales to grow to be about 40%. The other cash implication, of course, is that as we move into the large retailers, we can expect that demand for on-time delivery will become extreme and flexible, leading us to need to carry certain levels of safety stock. However, the countervailing force is that over the past year, our inventory controls, our ability to do materials requirements planning have improved enormously and are continuing to do so. And we have plans for more, as my colleague Mike has discussed. So I would say that we would probably expect to continue with about 3 turns per year in inventory, which is about where we are now.
Thank you.
And then lastly, can you discuss the use of cash from operating capital?
Thankfully, so far, we've used very little of the cash. We have the cash for two purposes. One is to fund the working capital requirements that David just outlined. And as we grow, we will definitely need more working capital. And if we grow at the rates that we anticipate growing at, we'll need a lot more working capital than we're currently deploying. And the second is for strategic acquisitions. And although I obviously can't point to anything specific, we are looking at a lot of things where there are products that further our move up and down the continuum of force. There are products that fit nicely with what we're selling today that we know through our dealers, through our online consumers, that we can move these products. So we think that there will be one or maybe more tuck-in acquisitions that will require some amount of that cash on a go-forward basis. Great. Any final questions? I want to thank everybody very much. We do have as an opportunity for everybody who's here physically a chance to go downstairs and see our R&D center. Just so you know, this is not actually our office. Our office is next door, but this is space that we will be expanding into. But our R&D center with a shooting range is downstairs, and everybody will have an opportunity to try out these products if they would like. Once again, I want to thank everybody for attending our first Analyst Day and for your support of Byrna. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.